All right, talking about people coming from other parts of the world, the controversial Dutch politician Geert Wilders is in Australia now. Some of your colleagues in other parts of Australia have condemned his visit. He's finding it hard to speak in some places. What's your feeling about something?
Well,
like
I believe in free speech, so I certainly don't normally condemn people for expressing a view. I think I can see where he's coming from in terms of people in Holland and the tensions there. But isn't that more a manifestation of a poor policy of multiculturalism and sort of the way they are going about nation building there? Because when I look around southeast Queensland, where there are more of the migrants, well, let's just talk about the entire state. I actually see a great success story for multiculturalism. So let's not zero in on Muslims. Let's talk about there are all sorts of races and religions, people of all races and religions who've come to Queensland, who are making a great contribution and are living in harmony, generally speaking. And, it's very rare we have problems. And I think the key here is that if we now talk about Muslim people here, is they genuinely want to be part of our nation. They might have that religion, but they are making a huge contribution and want to be Australians. They want to be proud Queenslanders. So I don't think he'd mind me mentioning his name. There's a terrific bloke. He lives in Brisbane. His name is Faisal Hatia, and he came from South Africa. He's a leading business person. He is a Muslim. And I know how proud he is to be an Australian, to be a Queenslander, to raise his kids in that way. And, I just say, look, this Dutch chappy, he might be talking about what's going on in Europe. I don't see it here. So yes, if they've got it wrong there, if they haven't had a policy of integration about getting people to, like here, people are signed on to, the respect for the law and our democracy and the social norms of Australia, a fair go in that. That's what I see.
But you don't have a problem with him coming here with his message?
Well, I think, look, it's part of the debate, but I reject his message. Of course I reject his message, to be absolutely crystal clear. I reject his message, but, because, really what he's saying is they're getting it wrong over there. I don't think we're getting it wrong here. And I know that all the people I work who are involved in multicultural affairs in Queensland are working darn hard to make sure that we have a wonderful multicultural society. And you know what? Just think about the trading links and the business opportunities, the economic and the cultural and the social opportunities for having these people around the world. They actually are contributing.